working on your Kyle?
Bring it on. Want some, get some. Can I get a hell yeah?
Yes, I am a pirate.
You have to go with the pirates because, of course, they have cannons and everything.
It's a pirate's life for me.
Be proud of who you are and what you are. You're a pirate.
First go.
Because when you're at East Carolina, you go for it every time. When you don't coach at East Carolina, you don't come to East Carolina, you don't play at East Carolina with a weak heart. Write it.
I think I've ever been in a building as loud as that was. It was deafening in there.
You've ever been home. I can promise you that.
You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for pirates.
All right, welcome into Extra Innings here on the Sports Objective. It's Sunday night, which means we're going to be talking about the recap of the final weekend of the regular season. The Pirates now have won four straight. How about that? And they won a share of the conference title for the regular season. We're happy about that. Let's bring in a gentleman right now, Kyle from LaGrange Barber.
What's going on, Dave? Yeah, conference co-champions. You know, coming in this weekend, you were just hoping to hold on to second place. And for this terms of tournament seeding, that is what we did. But we also took home a share of the conference championship. And, you know, UAB took two out of three from UTSA. We sweep Florida Atlantic. And because of that, we are conference co-champions regular season. One more win, we would have been regular season champion, or, you know, champions all by ourselves. But, you know, it helps. It helps the resume. We're still, you know, we're still a bubble team. You know, the conference tournament coming up, we really need to win it. But you feel like if you maybe now with it, you know, that it helps the resume if we don't win the conference tournament to at least have a reason to watch next Monday. But, you know, we'll talk about that in more detail as the show goes.
Dave's on the phone.
Yeah. So now let's go. I'm going to go ahead and I'll just keep it going around the table here. Let's welcome in the man, the myth, the radio legend, Alan Vick. Alan, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, guys. Kyle, how are you? You know, I'm a humble, shy country boy, but I was the one that predicted before we left the air on Wednesday night that we would get the sweep. You're welcome. A blind squirrel will find a nut every once in a while, but I did predict the sweep, and I'm very glad that I was correct.
Alan said, sweep the leg, and they did.
And I have a problem with that.
Was alone on that pick.
You don't need to get personal, Kyle.
Yeah. Oh, oh. Well, I didn't
Do you have a problem with that?
I didn't mean to offend you. There.
Don't plead the fifth.
So I'm going to welcome in now the man known throughout Pirate Nation as Johnny Stats. We call him lovely JR. It's Johnny Robertson. What's going on, Johnny?
Hey, happy Sunday to y'all. Yeah, thank you, UAB, the Blazers. Boy, that was entertaining, you know, keeping an eye on those scores while we were watching the Pirates. And, you know, to have them go to San Antonio and win two, that was awesome. And you know what? They can have the number one seed because the number one seed has only won the conference tournament once in 11 years, and that was us. So the two seed is a great place to be, honestly. I like the three teams on our side. I think we match up better against them than the three teams on the other side. But I think we're in. I really, really, I feel like we're in. And it just because of the results of this weekend across the country, teams that, you know, we're battling with did not have good weekends, and we did. So I do feel like we're in. Maybe we need to win one. Winning two would be nice. Winning it all, just to make sure, that would be even nicer. But, yeah, I'm feeling really good tonight about the Pirates' chances of playing postseason baseball.
I do too, guys. I heard of the Talking Heads. I was trying to remember when, but basically, Johnny, you're 100% correct on that. We swept FAU, and as long as we win one game in the tournament, we're going to be a 3 seed. Now, where we'll be, I have no idea. But I feel very, I don't know about you guys, I feel very good with this new format. If we did not have the new format, I would be very concerned about our chances of winning the tournament. I know anything is possible. I know that conference tournaments, like, you could throw records out. You just never know. But with the new format, not starting the Friday at 9 a.m., I'm a lot more confident than I would normally be.
Yeah, I agree. But we need to finish introducing everybody. Dave, you want to introduce the last two?
All right. So, let's see. We haven't done Stevie, right?
That's going to be all of us.
Yeah. We're welcoming the man from Lasker, North Carolina.
Thank you.
The former head coach of Northeast Academy. Could be the potential coach somewhere else one day. Who knows? It is the fly man himself, Stevie Fly.
He's our coach of the Sports Objective.
All except one. I'm gonna take four guys with us on this panel to leave one of them out, but he knows who he is. You see the guilty dog bark first up there.
The wildfire.
Wildfire.
Is he left out?
It is the man who's gonna get on his call. It is wildfire. It is the representation of Wayne Christian. Although we can question if he's a Christian. It's it is Justin Butts.
Hey, let me ask Wildfire a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Stevie. Shoot.
With all due respect.
I'm trying to refresh my memory. Did you referee one of the games, our games this season?
I did not. This past season, I did not have you guys.
There was one guy that was just as ugly as you are. I thought it was you. I didn't know there was another one.
It wouldn't doubt me with that crazy.
He caught a flag on me, too. One of the only two flags I ever got. I thought it was you.
Well, the only two flags, and I was the other flag, so I understand. But I had you guys at Wayne Christian. God, what was it?
Hold on, wait a minute. Kyle, what did he just say earlier about Wayne Christian? He's a Wayne Christian supporter.
I said he's given the money for recruiting purposes to take all the good players from Wayne County.
Yeah, and he was refereeing a game that Wayne Christian played against
us.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like somebody else is getting paid too.
Alan, I heard that Justin gave to their NIL fund for Wayne Christian.
I did.
I just want to say, when we do the group text and the group chat, the most entertaining part of it all is when Justin is texting.
And you never know what you're going to see. It's like a box. He's going to log in on his car.
The most fun I had last night just watching it.
I like watching Ozzy Osbourne talk.
A couple of times when he was texting, I wanted to chime in and go, "Can I buy
it?" It's kind of like watching Justin Buss talk.
Oh,
you talking to Judd Alcow?
Is this the Sports Objective, or is this a Justin Butt celebrity roasting us?
We're gonna roast him. Hell
yeah. Hey, roast me. I don't care.
Well, I tell you one thing that lets me know that. That lets me know, JR, that we won this weekend, because if not, we would not be in this good of a mood to be joking around and kidding.
Hey, that.
Not at all.
Yeah, we're
– Yeah, okay. Well, let's get the show back on track here, guys. We sweep FAU this weekend, as we said, claim a piece of the conference championship. You know, going to have to go around the horn and recognize some guys about that before we move on to what everybody's got their mind on. And that's the American Conference Tournament down in Clearwater. But first, let's wrap up what happened in Boca Raton. JR, Dave, who wants to start this? Somebody jump on this. Let's get on some of these performances from the weekend.
Wow. It's pronounced Kalinich. Kalinich.
Hitting-wise,
yes. Cal Lynch was
– It's Kalinich.
great this weekend. I tell you what, I don't think there's been and JR helped me on this, but for our pinch hitting, it's one of the best series I've ever seen as a Pirate fan, and having this show. Normally you have here and there, you might have a guy that gets a big hit. It just seemed like that our pinch hitting was
6 of 8, Dave.
Wow.
6 of 8.
I know the numbers are not normally, as you guys know, and ladies that follow baseball, to me, that was one of the key takeaways that really separated us from FAU.
Yeah, that and the pitching. And, I mean, we were good all around, to be honest. I mean, people that, you know, you don't normally see doing things were doing things, and the usual suspects were doing things. It was it was great. I mean, I'm just going to start with pitching real quick. Okay. Because, I mean, we only allowed 5 earned runs. That's the first time this season we've only allowed 5 earned runs in a weekend. And that's all we allowed. 16 hits, or was it 18 hits? In either way, it's it was really tough for FAU to figure out our pitching staff. And, you know, Towers, I hate to say it, but every time, you know, he starts, I'm like, oh, man, can he keep it going for one more game? I'm not doing that anymore because –
Oh, please do.
Maybe I should just for that reason. But he's proven that he's figured it out. He's in a groove, and he's getting things done. And Luke Payne as the Sunday guy.
Yeah.
Same thing. Luke and Towers. Ryan threw 85% of his pitches were strikes this week. 75% or 74% were strikes last week. So he used to have a problem putting people on base, and Luke really had a problem putting on people on base, but Luke was 73% strikes this on Sunday. So I'm telling you, we're not giving away, you know, free 90s. And hey, speaking of free 90s, if we would have only closed out that game in San Antonio, yeah, that we lost 8-7, we had 13 free 90s in that game, and we had a 2-run lead with, yep, 2 outs in the 9th, and we let them off, yeah, the hook, and they beat us in 10. But if we would have won that game, then they couldn't have their little their champion hats that really bugged you, Justin, didn't it, when they popped the champagne and put on those hats.
I don't know why.
That is. It's just a blast.
I loved it.
I love it because, to me, if you're those of us that are East Carolina, we're not going to be doing that because that's not the highlight of our season. It is a goal, and we're happy. We're very happy that – look at – that's one of the things I was thinking about yesterday. All the stuff that we've been dealing with, the roller coaster, which team is going to show up. And we still, even on a year that we're disappointed on the regular season, we still finish as co-champions. And we don't have to pop champagne, no cigars, no hats, please, because we're looking to go to Omaha. That's our goal.
Oh, well, and there's nothing like we've been there before.
There's nothing wrong with celebrating your accomplishments. I didn't have any problem with it. Wouldn't have any problem if we did it. The reason I liked it, actually, was I called it when they were doing it. Go back and look at the text. I said, well, they probably won't come out ready to go on Saturday now, yep, because they celebrated the championship on Friday night. So I loved it. I was like, hey, you're just setting yourself up by celebrating now.
I
would have waited. If I was their head coach, I would have said, guys, what we're going to do, you know, if we clinch it tonight, great, but we're going to wait till we finish this series, and then we're going to pop champagne and put on the championship hats. Because we want to win it outright. So I just thought they did it too early. In terms of the celebration, that didn't bother me. It wouldn't have bothered me if we did it. But I did think that it was going to play to our advantage because I thought because of that, when you blow your wad, it's hard to get it back up, figuratively and literally.
There goes all our sponsors.
That's what they did. That's what they did. They shot their champagne bottles off Friday night. And there was no alcohol left in the I'm trying to think of some analogies here. You get it. There was no lead left in the pencil for Saturday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you guys know as well as I do that Cliff Goblin is going to have those guys ready. And I tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and put it out right now. We're going to win the tournament. Clip this. We're going to win the tournament because I just feel like this team, with the way the format is, I feel like with the way Cliff Godwin, you know, another thing to think about it too, guys, the reason I feel more confident is we've been here many, many times where we've won the regular season. And, you know, yeah, there are times when you go down there after you've won the regular season and don't play well. That certainly can happen. But I really feel like this team is going to go down there and they're going to take care of business. I really do.
We've talked all year. I'm sorry, Kyle. We've talked all year about body language and how iffy the body language has been. This entire past weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, the body language was as good as I've saw it all season. They looked confident. You know, everything they did worked, and you don't get those weekends very often.
No doubt about it. And with Stevie as a coach, and I know that you're like you have your rookie card up there. By the way, Stevie, are you willing to sell that rookie card to like Premier Collectibles or anybody that so people can?
That's priceless. There, that's a one out of
you. Damn right it is.
Autographed.
You know, priceless and worthless is not the same thing.
Oh my God. Well, again,
I'm going to use a wildfire line on that one because I want to be nice.
You know, Stevie's rookie card would be from the junk wax era.
With all due respect.
Yeah, that's right.
89 Upper Deck, Kyle.
89 Upper Deck. You ain't Griffey Jr., baby.
Hey,
that's
Kyle.
That's an autograph one, too. Kyle. See the autograph of
that? I do.
Kyle, can I be honest with you?
You can be if you want.
I think you really disrespected Stevie there. I really do. I think you need to show him some love.
All right. Stevie, your cards. Please don't. Your cards as valuable as a 1989 Barry Larkin Upper Deck card.
Hey, that Barry Larkin was pretty good back in the day.
Yeah, well, a card's worth about a dollar.
I'll take the dollar, but it's mine's autographed though.
Yeah, you probably decreased the value.
Oh man. So are you saying it's only worth 50 cents?
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's all right. I got something for you later on.
All right.
I will
just remember what we talked about earlier, Kyle.
Just remember what we talked about earlier, Stevie.
Oh. All right. Alan, do you remember what we talked about earlier?
I remember saying earlier that Pirates were going to sweep. And we also did a little group text where we talked about teams that we thought could be dangerous in this tournament. And I'm sticking with, I know the weekend did not go well and things didn't, you know, whatever, but I still think FAU is going to win a game in this tournament. I think they're going to beat Wichita State, and I think they may very well, you know, beat Rice. I haven't jumped off that bandwagon yet.
I hope you're right, Alan, for two reasons.
I think they're going to perform a lot better in the conference tournament than they did this past weekend.
They finished fifth, right, Johnny? They're fifth place, right?
Well, what I was going to say, yeah, FAU. I hope that they do win, and I hope they beat Wichita State, and I hope they beat Rice, because Wichita State, we have a problem against them in the tournament. We're 1-4, and they've eliminated us twice from the tournament, and we've only beat them 1 out of 5 times. And by the time FAU beats Wichita State and then beats Rice, they will be out of pitching and bring them on.
Rice took us 2 out of 3 last weekend. They swept Tulane this weekend. David, what's their head coach's name, JR?
David Pierce.
Yeah, that was
been there, done that, longtime head coach at Texas. He has Rice playing really good baseball. I think Rice is an extremely dangerous team in this tournament. And they are the 3 seed. And record-wise, if it wasn't for their RPI, they would be a bubble team. I mean, they're 31, 32 wins now? So if it wasn't for their RPI, they would be a bubble. So I think they're a very dangerous team. I hope Alan is right about Florida Atlantic beating them. You know, anytime you could get, you know – somebody's going to get eliminated in the single elimination rounds. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Rice is the team that worries me. You know, but I hope Allen's right. I hope Florida Atlantic gets hot and takes care of Wichita, takes care of Rice, because I don't think that they would have the ponies to run the whole way through the thing.
And Johnny, you made a great point, so I want to give you the love, give you the flowers. And that is when you talked about yesterday about how
See, they, Stevie?
What?
No, it wasn't you. Never mind. It wasn't you. Never mind.
I was saying.
Never mind.
Blaming me for something I didn't do.
Never mind. Exactly. I'll explain later.
JR, with when it comes, Johnny, to you were talking about the pitching, and so they just pretty much conceded that they were going to lose.
I felt like they didn't want to be there. If you look at their face,
yeah,
that game meant nothing to them. They couldn't move up. They couldn't move down. They were just throwing anybody in there, you know, people with 8, 7, 8, 9 ERAs. And they just looked like they wanted to get the game over with. And then when they almost unrun ruled themselves, I was like, what are they doing? They don't want to play this game. And then we scored some more runs and that ended that. But yeah, they didn't want to be there.
I liked also the fact that, guys, Alan, we're on a 4-game winning streak now. Great to finish the season strong. And it's hard. I keep looking at that. I keep going to ecpirates.com. This is like the third time now to make sure that stat is right. I know it's right, but it still feels weird to say, you know, with the way this season's been, that we've won 4 straight.
Yeah, this is the third time we've done it, Dave. Fourth time.
There's been so much talk. And, I mean, we've talked about it as well. You know, certain moves that Cliff has made through the years, but I think he showed again this past weekend. I mean, again, any doubters, any naysayers at all, should be, you know, humble themselves before Cliff, because again, he proved that when the chips are down and we had to have it, that every move he made this weekend was successful. And I know that happens occasionally. I mean, everybody gets hot, but it proved again that Cliff Godwin is just a hell of a baseball coach. And to doubt him and is not a good thing, because he's going to prove you wrong most of the time.
Wildfire, what did you are you going down to Frenchie's there in Clearwater and go to the tournament?
I will not be down in Clearwater this weekend, actually, guys.
What?
Breaking news.
I thought you were going to be there at Frenchie's.
I will not be there, but I am saving up for the regional.
That's and guys, I know that everybody
saving up. Justin, I thought your family just pooped the money. I didn't think y'all had to save up for anything.
I guess he had to give the majority of it to Wayne Christian. I mean,
that's exactly what I heard. Alan and I have the scoop on that. The source that he gave NIL.
Y'all know what's gonna happen tomorrow morning. Wayne Christian is going to be getting investigated after the Sports Objective podcast.
No comment on that. No comment on that.
We need to put together a best of pre-show for the Sports Objective.
Oh, well.
Good Lord, no, we don't.
Look, they're building a $500,000 sports facility. They're going to build a locker room, indoor facility, weight room. They're getting ready. So, yeah.
It's the Butts indoor practice facility
at Wayne. Butts.
I told them I would give them money for the toilets, actually.
He's admitting it live on the air, guys.
Isn't that where you put your butt?
I mean, you know, if they did name it the Butts indoor practice facility, Then when somebody said, where are you going to have that practice at? You would say, we're going to go do it in the Butts.
I was thinking more of the restroom, you know, put my name on the restroom.
Ties in it with the Butts. Yeah.
That song, the Butts. Go take a Justin.
It's halftime. The team's going in the Butts.
You know, we got a lot to talk about, but we're just spewing nonsense. We're
getting off track.
We are.
Hey, it's great. It's great that we can joke around, though. It really is.
Yeah, but you look at the conference tournament this weekend, Dave. You think that winning one is going to be enough? I think
that's not what I want.
I think JR's feeling the same way. I disagree. I think you got to win at least two. And it depends on a lot what happens around you. You know, there are other teams that we're competing for. And I'm going to look at a lot of other so-called non-Power 4 leagues. So I look at schools like South Alabama. I look at schools like Louisiana. And they're not South Alabama. I'm sorry, Texas State. in Louisiana, schools that are similar RPIs that are around us. Listen, need to pay attention to what they're doing this week in the Sun Belt Conference tournament.
Good idea, Kyle. They're all hot.
Yeah, the best thing we really need to do, obviously, is you just win the damn thing. And we leave no room for doubt. But yeah, I'm telling you, if we only go down there and win one game, let's say we lose the first one, win the second one, and then lose Saturday, I'm not feeling good about Monday in the selection committee. I think if you can go down there and you win Friday, you win Saturday, and then you lose in the championship game, I think we stand a really good chance of getting at large. But best thing to do is leave no doubt. But it's new format, like we talked about. There's going to be some teams that will be eliminated in the single elimination format before it goes to double elimination on Friday. You know, there's two schools of thought. You're going to be well rested, but you know, these teams are going to it could be dangerous. It just depends. If you get a team that goes down there and is red hot and blowing folks out in those first couple of games, and then they step on the field Friday, and they could keep that you know hot streak going. So there's two ways to look at that, though. You certainly do prefer the double bye, particularly with the pitching depth. And we're not alone in the conference right now with pitching depth issues. Look at UTSA, the team that won the league. I don't know if they're having injuries or what, but they gave up an enormous amount of runs to UAB this weekend.
Their ace.
It's a good problem to have. It's a good problem.
Their ace never – he got hurt early in the season.
Okay.
But like I said, it's a good problem to have right now. I mean, I think we're set up well.
Yeah. Hey, I just noticed something, guys. Too, by the way, talking about getting in the regional and the tournament. Do you remember the number of wins that we said that we had to that we felt comfortable with?
35. Yeah, I do. It was all over the place. 36. But 36, and we're 33.
33.
Okay.
You win the tournament.
It doesn't matter if we had 20 wins. We win the tournament.
I know that. I realize that, but I'm just saying.
I still think, 35 wins, you're in.
Yeah, I agree. I think at 35 wins, most likely we're in. I'll still be nervous on Monday.
Yeah. Are you guys going to come to the event on Monday?
I will. Oh, yeah. I have surgery Thursday. I probably won't.
Kyle will be there.
I'll be there.
JR, will you be down there with us?
Okay.
I'm not sure what event you're speaking of.
The selection.
No. I'm in Virginia.
Dave, you give me the invite, I'll be there for the crew.
Come on.
I got surgery Thursday. I don't think I'm going to be feeling like Monday.
I know Stevie will be working, so I knew that. Alan and I were normally there, and Justin, you can come, and Johnny.
Well, it's my anniversary too, Dave. I don't think my wife would appreciate that.
I didn't realize that. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I love you, baby, but I'm going to Greenville.
Yeah, that wouldn't work too well.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Hey, before we start talking about the regional and the conference tournament and all that, I still wanted to say that I was still talking about the pitching, and I'll wrap it up. But
go ahead.
I mean, we talked about the two, youngsters. Towers isn't exactly a youngster, but Ryan Towers on Friday. Well, actually, see, they started up. It was Thursday. So Ryan Towers on Thursday. We talked about him. We talked about Luke Payne on Saturday. But Ethan Norby on Friday, oh, my goodness. I mean, he was, like, amazing. He was zoned in. And so now we have all three of our starting pitchers who let a total of one earned run in. And so talk about momentum in the pitching department. And then Joe Webb came in, and he's been struggling mightily. And he came in and pitched 1.2 clean innings and didn't walk anybody. I think he had a few strikeouts. And so, I mean, everything pitching-wise is trending up. I just hope it carries over. And I have to say something to Michael Kalinic. He was 5-for-6. He never started a game. He was 5-for-6, 3 doubles, a home run, and 7 RBIs. I mean, that's legendary stuff right there. So we have to mention him. I mean, could we give player of the game to somebody that only had 7 plate appearances? I think we have to.
Only had 5 hits in the 7, yeah.
Absolutely. And Dave had to shoot off an email or a text or whatever to get the guys on television to pronounce his name correctly.
Yeah, he did.
It was Dave that tweeted, "Hey boys, get your stuff together. It's Kalinich." And they finally got it right on Saturday.
Yeah. And Colby Wallace was amazing as well. And so was Grady Linehan in the leadoff spot. I'm liking Grady in the leadoff spot. I never thought Braden would be, batting third. But, again, Cliff knew what he was doing. Like you alluded to, Alan. In game one, people were complaining that he let them score a run on the double steal and went for the sure out and had faith that he could, hold the lead in the ninth inning. And it worked out to perfection. If we tried to make that play at the plate, we might have ended up with no outs and them scoring a run. And then they could have just, piled on. So Cliff's decision there was good. His lineup decisions were very timely. His pinch hitters, like we said, 6 for 8.
And what about Bachman? I want to give him some love.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't wait for him next season.
Yeah.
To start getting more at bats, and he's talking about confident. He's very confident. I know. When you, Alan, you said they seem to have a little bit of swagger to them. Braden seems to always be that way. Same with Davin, and those two. Hopefully, everybody's coming back. And, I mean, I'm still waiting for the rest of this year. Believe me, they're going to do some. They're not done performing their, magic. So, I can't wait to see what's in store the rest of this year. But next year, Braden should be getting – he should be starting somewhere.
Exactly. John White, our good friend, former pitcher for the Pirates under Gary Overton, win one and sweating. It's not a given. Win two and better, but just win the whole thing. That's exactly right, John White. We appreciate you so much. And the Pirates are – I feel like the Pirates are in a really good spot right now. We talked about which Pirate team would go down to FAU. They left no doubt. And for me, if they win one game, if they win two games, but they won the whole thing down in FAU. No, it's not No, it's not everything, as we talked about earlier, we're playing for.
I got a question, guys. Since we don't play till Friday, are we staying in Florida, or are we coming back and then going back again? Yeah.
They're staying in Florida.
Okay. So
they're staying in Florida.
So where are they practicing at in the meantime? I mean, I'm assuming they're just going to go to the Clearwater.
Yeah.
And there's somewhere there they can practice, or – I guess we're not the only team in this situation, but like UTSA, when are they traveling? The teams that don't play until Friday, besides us, we're already down there. When is everybody arriving? Is what I'm asking. With some schools not playing until Friday, some schools not playing until Wednesday.
I would assume the day before, maybe.
Oh, right.
Okay, so I'm curious to know. Where we're playing, where we're practicing in the meantime.
If you're playing on Friday, I would think you would travel just like a normal weekend series. You go down on Thursday, and then there's some practice facilities at the complex there in Clearwater. I would send the backfields at Clearwater.
It's Florida. Yeah, so
you don't think UTSA is traveling until Thursday?
I would think so.
But it is Florida, so there's places to practice on every corner.
Yeah, I would think UTSA would probably leave on Wednesday, get there.
That's what I'm thinking. Wednesday, yeah. you fly out late on Wednesday, get you a practice in Thursday, and go play Friday.
And being in Florida for that many days, and then I'm not concerned. It doesn't bother me, but a 9 a.m. start on Friday does kind of raise an eyebrow for me. Just because not mean that you just don't see that very often. So hopefully they'll respond well to it.
So would you rather have let's play that game. Would you rather have, to me, I would rather play that game at 9 o'clock. You go ahead and get the win. And then you've got plenty of time to. Here's why, because you look, check this out, Alan. If you look at the bracket, I'm looking at it right now. So what?
Well, I just realized something. Go ahead.
But you look at the bracket. We play the first game, and then 47 minutes is saying after our game is when UTSA plays whoever wins the UAB and whoever they play.
Right.
And then, but then there's a. There's a, the game seven of the conference tournament is at 4:30, and then you have the game three loser and the game six loser playing that night, which will probably be like 8 o'clock. And so then you've got to come around and play the 10 o'clock game on Saturday. Kyle, you were looking for it. That's not going to be good. The game seven winner would be playing like at lunchtime, but still that's not good.
Yeah. I like the early slot too, Dave. You know, in the regionals, Cliff always chooses to play early.
Yeah.
He likes playing early.
If I'm looking at this correctly, if we were to lose Friday morning, we'd have to turn around and play again at 4:30-ish.
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay.
So here's the thing I just realized what I laughed about is I mentioned earlier I have surgery Thursday morning. So I'll be in surgery during that first game. So I'll come out of surgery. Hopefully everything will be good, and I'll be worried about the score. So I'll find out if we won or lost. I'll have no idea until come to.
Text us. We'll help
I'll
you
text
out.
You. I'll text you during surgery.
Right. Text us. Kyle will be under anesthetic, and he'll be texting like wildfire. I swear that's the most entertaining thing happened to me all weekend long was just watching wildfire text on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, once we win, I'm going to be confident. Once we win on Friday, we would play Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Then we win that game and we play on Sunday at noon. So that's a Cliff God. It sounds like Cliff Godwin made, I know he didn't, but it sounds like Cliff Godwin had influence or made the bracket, because that's exactly what you want to do. Hey guys, we got an early game. Here's another thing. You don't want the guys to go out and party and all that stuff. It's strictly business. And just like Bachman, BTO taking care of business, we are going to take care of business because we've got those games down there. And y'all can, you know, if y'all want to do the beach for a couple of days, whatever. But when it comes to like Tuesday, Wednesday on, it's business. So,
and the championship game is on ESPN News.
Exciting stuff there, but
on Sunday, so
at noon. But we're going to be in there. So let's see. John says, put your manager's hats on, go Norb's game one or stick with what's working.
Well, we put that in the group text. I say Norby.
So you're going Norby?
Yeah. I'm going with stay with what we got.
I think, yeah, I'm going with that. I'll tell you why, because it's our Norby's our insurance policy. Yeah. So if we lose that game one, for some reason.
You can go that way, but you're in the loser's bracket if you lose game one, obviously. You got to play an extra game. Why don't you just – I mean, Towers has been magnificent, but Ethan is our money pitcher. And if you pitch him Friday morning at 9 a.m., I mean, maybe he could give you an inning on Sunday, you know.
Yeah, Cliff is very much a creature of habit. So I wonder if he'll just keep things status quo.
I don't know. In the lineup, he hasn't been a creature of habit, though. It's been a different lineup, like every game, and it's working. But he's changing the lineups. But in the rotation, it has been pretty much the same, Alan, like you said.
Yeah, pitching wise, yeah.
I think because you can use Norby again on Sunday if you throw him on Friday at 9 a.m. In this situation, I think you throw him Friday at 9 a.m. If you can keep the rotation as is, throw Towers, and then you have Norby if we lose for 4:30 to make sure we don't get eliminated, or if we win, you'd have him for Saturday. But if you throw him Friday, your odds of winning, I think, increase. And then you have him for Sunday if you need him to come in off the bench. So that's what I'd do. And there's two schools of thought to that, you know.
Yeah. So, he did it last year. He pitched game one, and then he pitched against South Florida. He threw like 25 pitches, and we won both those games. But, you know, that format was different. It wasn't so condensed. So I think that was a Friday, and I think that was a Tuesday and a Saturday. So that's a long
They pushed it. Yeah, they pushed it back a day. It was Tuesday for the start of the tournament. Now it's Wednesday with a single elimination. Wednesday and Thursday, right? And then Friday is when double elimination starts.
Mm. Yes.
But we're going to be in the we're not going to be in the losers bracket. We're going to be in the winners bracket. And I'm telling you guys, Thursday, Friday, Saturday mornings, and then we'll win the championship. And and know that on Monday when we have the selection show, that they're at the Town Bank Tower, that it's going to be good news for us. Oh, there you go.
Is that Michael Murphy?
Yes.
But is that a re-record? Is that Michael Murphy?
It's Michael Martin Murphy and Cody Johnson, Wildfire there for Justin Butts.
I knew there was something in there I didn't recognize.
It's a remake with Cody Johnson singing with Michael Martin Murphy. Wow. There's a little Wildfire there for Justin Butts.
I appreciate it. Justin,
are you familiar with that song, the original version by Michael Martin Murphy?
I am, actually.
With that great piano work in the beginning?
Yeah. He's one of the most underrated artists of all time, in my opinion. I thought he had a lot of great stuff and didn't get the – he got some respect, but I thought he should get more. But anyway, let's not get off of – let's talk baseball.
Don't get off topic here, bro.
Yeah, well, I'm trying not to. I caught myself because I love
music. Yeah, well, that was on me. I'm the one that just decided to randomly play that. Anyway.
Is that his walk? So that's Justin's walk-up music for our show?
It is. That is going to be Justin's walk-up music for our show.
I'm trying to think about, all right, well, really quick, Alan Vick, do you have a walk-up song you want us to play?
For myself or for the show?
Well, in other words, we would...
your walk-up song for yourself for the show.
Yeah.
My walk-up would probably be Santana's Winning.
Hey, that's a good one.
I have a Shango, right?
Yep. No. Well, I believe so. Either that or Hold On was on Shango. I can't remember. But Winning would be my walk-up song, Santana's Winning. And the guy that sang lead on that just died, by the way.
He did.
I'm not going to say my walk-up song.
It's Wildfire by Michael Martin.
We already have yours picked out. Kyle, what's yours?
It's either, obviously, just for the show, either going to be LaGrange by ZZ Top.
I like that one.
Or Common Man, Dusty Rose entrance from WWF, one of the others.
All right, like John Conway there for a second. I was like,
that's what I thought it was. John Conway. Man.
Oh, I'm a common man. Working hard with my hands.
I have a pedigree.
Yeah.
Johnny, what you got?
Or Loud and Heavy by Cody Jenkins.
All right, Stevie, hey, Stevie, it's got to be Stevie's has got to be a Kiss song, I would think.
Anything but Christine 16.
And please don't let it be Beth. It cannot be Beth.
It's Christine 16. That's good. Since he isn't here, I default to Christine 16.
All right, he said he'll be right back. So
JR, what's yours? Do you die?
I know.
I mean, if I had more time to think about it, it wouldn't be this, but I'm thinking of what I listen to when I'm heading down to Greenville, and I think it would be Gone to Carolina.
Shooter Jim.
I know you hate that term, Kyle, and it doesn't mean Chapel Hill.
Do you want James
Taylor? No, Gone to Carolina, Shooter Jennings.
Okay.
Yeah, Shooter Jennings. Or
he's found it down.
Yeah. I guess I'll go with that.
He's found it down?
No.
Gone to Carolina?
Yeah, I'll go with that. I'm sure there's better stuff out there that I'll think of in about 10 minutes.
Yeah. They're on tour this year. Both groups are. I'm going Salt and Peppa and In Vogue, What a Man. It's off the Very Necessary
album. Jesus Christ. What a man.
Really?
I knew Kyle would like that. I've got to make jokes. I mean, I really don't know what I would pick, but I just wanted to make Kyle laugh.
Just that. A gigolo.
There you go, David. David.
Kings of Leon, Back Down South is a good one,
too. Oh, by the way, rest in peace, Clarence Carter.
Yeah, stroking. That's what he's doing.
That's your theme song, Dave.
Yes, and Dennis LeCourie, the lead singer, or one of the lead singers of Dr. Hook died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are we done previewing the regional in this past week?
No, I hope not.
No, we're not.
Previewing the regional.
Where we think they're going to go? Is that what you?
Yeah.
I'm no clue.
I wouldn't know. We got to get through this damn conference tournament first.
I'm going. Yeah. Well, if I had a guess, a way too early guess, for Kyle's sake, it's his favorite state, his favorite town. I'm going that we're going to go to Tuscaloosa, 3 seed.
Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
That's what I want, Justin. I want Hattiesburg.
I love that. That would be great.
Yeah, I think Hattiesburg is
I'm thinking Hattiesburg.
Justin,
I have no idea. Hattiesburg would be fun for personal reasons for me.
That's why I said it.
Will you go with us?
You're talking about weekend after again. It's going to be, first of all, probably not. No, because I probably want the extra money too. But it would also depend on how I'm healing and how I feel.
Okay, I get that. I'm just saying you would want to. I know you would want to.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to. Yeah, are you planning on going to Hattiesburg, Dave?
Yeah, if y'all
if we go, ride together.
Yeah, we can ride together.
We'll make sure you don't lift anything heavy, Kyle.
We'll do a live show from Hattiesburg, baby.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's going to be a week out from that. I'm pretty sure I'm still going to be in a lot of pain to be traveling anywhere based on past experiences.
JR, are you going to go? Or we can all get together.
If you look at the potential regional hosts, Coastal's falling out quickly. I don't think there's going to be a Conway regional. None of them are driving distance, really, not for me. Not that wouldn't preclude me from going, but
Chapel Hill.
UNC.
Yeah, I mean, other than UNC, that's it though. There's nothing else. West Virginia could get in there, and I keep saying it every week. I would definitely go to that one.
I would go to that one.
But Southern Miss would be the one that I would want to go to the most, just because of the tradition. And it's my kind of, you know, it's a small town. I just, there's a lot of appeal to Hattiesburg to me.
Wildfire, are you going to be able to go? Can we?
I will be whatever regional we go.
All right. I've got at least one. And Alan, are you going to be at the Confederate Railroad that night?
Probably so. I'll be at Confederate Railroad then. Yes.
For that Saturday.
Yep.
Well, let's hope this is a conversation we are having Sunday about what regional we're going to. I mean, and I know we got to have something to talk about besides, you know, the conference tournament obviously needs to be discussed further, but let's not put the cart before the horse, talk about what regional we're in and then not being a damn regional.
I'm confident that we're going to win the whole thing. And
I'm confident that we are in really good shape with one win. And I'm just going to follow up because RPI is big. Yeah, it is, but there's a new metric that they're using this season. And East Carolina is doing very well in this metric. It's the DSR.
Yeah, I saw that.
And we're 34. But here's the thing. All the teams the latest projections for the brackets, all the teams that were grouped around us, either last four in or, you know, the first four out, they were all in direct competition with us. They all had terrible weekends. Pitt lost 2 out of 3 at home to Notre Dame. Clemson, I mean, they lost to UC Upstate on Tuesday and then went and lost 2 to Virginia Tech. Kentucky went 2-5 in their last 7. Arkansas State has lost 5 out of 6 now. Michigan got swept by Ohio State at home. Purdue got swept by Iowa. I mean, so these teams don't want to, you know, and some of those are still going to get in, guaranteed. So if they're getting in, we're getting in. I don't care.
Well, then you got teams that are moving up, though, schools like Louisiana.
Louisiana has always been right around us. Yeah, they did move up because they won 2 out of 3 against Coastal. And Troy moved up. Texas State moved up.
And Troy's record's not good enough.
No, probably not. But they're 6-2 in their last game. They beat Alabama. You know,
their record's going to preclude them. I think they're going to have to win the conference tournament. I think they only have 29 wins, if I'm not – maybe less than that. They got 20-some wins, if I'm not mistaken.
And then here's what we have to hope against is that teams like Dallas Baptist and Kennesaw State, who's playing at home for the conference tournament, that they don't pull one out and win the thing because that'll take
– Yeah, we don't need bid stealers.
We do not. Because, like in the CAA, that's going to be a one-bid league. You don't want a UNC Wilmington – you know, who has no shot to get in unless they win it or a team like that. So,
well, they can, it doesn't matter who wins the CAA because I don't think Campbell's good enough to get in on their own.
Yeah, I mean, that's an automatic bid to the conference, the tournament winner, yes. Though.
Yeah, yeah, but what he's saying is, Alan, is it's not going to matter if Wilmington wins it because Campbell's not going to get in too. What you don't want is a situation where you have a team that is a one bid league or a two bid league. And then somebody else wins that conference tournament. Like, let's say
Conference,
you
know, USA.
I got you. So that team would steal a bid, and then the regular season champion would get in.
Exactly.
I got you.
Or even the MAC, because right now I think Kent State is in, and because they won 2 out of 3 in Knoxville. I think they're in, and I think Miami of Ohio's in. So if some other team wins the MAC conference, well, they'll probably only take one of the other two at that point if that happened. But it'll be interesting for sure.
No doubt. Yeah. I'm excited. Good.
I was going to be some fingernail biting on Monday about 12 noon for sure.
Yeah, if we don't handle business all the way through Sunday and win that championship, I'm going to – even if we win two, play well in the championship game, I'm still going to be nervous on Monday about getting in. So,
well, and by the way, guys,
that'll be 6 out of 7 if we win 2 and lose. So I think what my personal feeling is win 1 and we're in. I think win 2 and I think we're pretty well. My personal opinion is that we're in.
I'm with you, Alan.
Yeah,
I think we're going to win the whole thing. And the one thing about it is, by the way, guys, those that are wanting to go, I just checked the tickets for the whole tournament. If you want a ticket, a tournament pass is only $40. That is, wow. Wildfire. I don't think you need to save up for the tournament. I mean, $40 and you'd be down there with Frenchies all day.
Yeah.
Wildfire's a foul.
That's not bad at all. $40 for the whole tournament.
Well, Stevie, you missed naming your walk-up music, so I chose Christine 16 for you.
I said it had to be, what is yours?
Of course you did.
I said it had to be a Kiss song. It doesn't have to be, but I was thinking that you're like probably in the front of the Kiss Army.
A world without heroes.
Oh, God, Alex. Jeez. Let's see. If it had to be a Kiss song.
Rock and roll all night?
No, that's fatigue.
It doesn't
fatigue
have enough to be a Kiss song.
Look it up.
It will be, but it will be. I want it. If I'm picking a Kiss song, I'm trying to think of what it would be.
Rudder?
There's so many to pick from. Give me a few minutes. I'll have
it. All right. We'll come back to see you on it. In the meantime, it's Christine 16.
Oh, man. that's rough. That is definitely rough. Even Wildfire doesn't agree with that song for Stevie.
Well, he's got – you know what? This show has no flow to it tonight. You would think we just swept FAU. We're about to go to the conference tournament. The team is in rhythm, but we're not. We just seem off
kilter. Hey, that's fine with me. That's fine with me. If this is the worst show in the history.
It's not the worst. It's just very herky-jerky. It's just very herky-jerky.
We're all giddy from the weekend. Yes. We haven't recovered.
That is true, Alan. The euphoria of winning of the conference tournament.
Straight. I pop champagne.
Yeah, that
prematurely.
If we win it, it'll be the fifth time. The Pirates have won it 4. They've only been in 10 tournaments. They've won 4 of them, and Tulane's won 2, Houston's won 2, and this would be obviously the 5th and they're 30-12 all time in tournament play. So normally they play very well. They normally win at least three games. I mean, in each of the last one, two, three, four, in each of the last five tournaments, they've won at least three games. Like I say, different format this year. So, you know, there's less games to play, but still, that's a pretty impressive stat. They play well in the tournament.
We're going to do it. I feel very, very confident we're going to do it. And that way we won't have to worry about it. It'll be more of where are we playing than if we're going to get in. That's the way.
Any way, you guys think, is there any way possible? We won three in a row. What if we run through this thing? Big if. What if we run through this thing and just dominate all three games? Any way we jump up to it, really doesn't matter, a two or a three. Though I guess any chance we jump up to a two, or does it even matter?
Here's the deal: I don't think we want a two. And I'll tell you why.
We'd be a low two.
We would be a low two. We'd be going to UCLA, yeah, or we'd be going to Georgia Tech, and yeah. I'd rather be a random three.
I agree. Yeah, the seeding does not matter, and I don't think between the two and three, right?
Except the situation where Justin or JR's talking, where you're a low two, so you get you're placed at a top four national seed.
Right. I'm just saying what I'm saying is it's not going to hurt us being a three seed.
No, not at all. The two plays the three. All. I mean, it doesn't change anything except
who bats where first, you get placed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for me, I'm okay with being I'm the three seed is fine with me. Also, John Gilbert's on the committee, so if we're anywhere close to being in, I feel like we'll be in. I don't want to like have it come down to that, but I really feel like that and the reputation we have. Unless, like Kyle said, hey, obviously for two and barbecue that we're not going to be in, but for me, I don't think that's going to happen. It is a possibility, of course, but there's a lot of things.
I don't think it's going to happen either, but this team has been so damn hot and cold.
Yeah.
Who knows? But you would certainly hope not.
Yeah. No, I think we're so you guys are we all in agreement to start Norby on Friday?
There's something to be said for Alan saying Cliff is things are going well with this. I don't know. That's what I would do.
I still think you start your regular weekend guys. Slow we got it.
So if we or let me ask you guys this. So let's say that we start Towers. We win Friday morning. We play Saturday morning at like 9 or 10 or whatever it is. We win that. Can Norby come back on Sunday for an inning or two?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Unless he throws 120 pitches.
Well, that was my next question is he definitely needs to be on a pitch count unless it's like we're fighting for
you play so early on Friday that you know is if you play on Sunday it's almost like two whole days rest.
Yeah.
So what is that like 50 pitches or something? I mean like
here's what you do if you're Cliff Godwin. You just tell them you got to run rule them, save two innings of pitching.
There you go.
Only use Ethan for five and then bring him back. So we just got to run rule whoever we're playing.
But who the hell, I know we just discussed this a minute ago, but the damn format confused. I mean, I understand the format, but who we're paired against confuses me. So we'll be playing. So we're paired with Rice.
Yeah,
we'll be playing the winner of Rice versus either the winner against Wichita or Florida Atlantic.
Correct. Yeah, you got it, Kyle. All right, exactly.
So I think we're going to be playing Rice. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Alan's right. We're playing Florida Atlantic, but I got a feeling we'll be playing Rice at 9 a.m. Yeah, I throw Norby. Who pitched against Rice the best? Who when we saw them a couple weeks ago? Who had the best performance? It was Norby, right? We won Saturday.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I would throw Norby.
So, if you throw Norby and then you would have Towers on Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
And you have Payne on Sunday for the championship, and you could bring, and if you Joe have
Webb, you got all kinds of people. Yep. I was going to give also, Cliff calls him Rosie, but Ethan Rose, he's steady, man. He is steady. He'll give you an inning or two.
Hey, by the way, before we forget, we're already literally an hour into the show. Who you got for player of the week for extra innings?
I mean, talked about that. Yeah.
Klenich, yeah. 5-7 off the bench, yeah.
And then Klenich for the week will be Norby?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Definitely.
I feel like those are those two were.
And your Royal Farms gift cards will be in the mail. Enjoy some chicken and some gas.
Hey, that could be gold, no?
Yeah, you're right.
The Royal Farms chicken. Yeah.
Never had it. I heard it's good. Good.
I haven't had it either.
Everybody told me how wonderful it was, and I couldn't wait to get to it a couple of years ago. And I was extremely disappointed.
Now, do you like the Wawa sandwiches?
No, I do. I do. Yes.
Yeah, I do too. I do.
Yes.
Too.
Yes.
I think
Sheetz, and Sheetz for a fast food place, I think, has good food too.
I would rate it. I will tell you this: between the three, I'm going Wawa, Sheetz, and Royal Farms.
Yeah. Jessica is obsessed with Wawa. I like their. I like two things there a lot. I do like their chicken parm sub.
Oh,
and, yeah. And then it's not authentic chicken parm, but it is tasty. And then I like their coffee milkshake. So those are my Wawa recommendations.
They have very good smoothies, just like Sheetz and Wawa are pretty much a tie on. I think like their smoothies. I've had so many things between both places. I haven't been as much to Royal Farms. Like, I think I've been to Royal Farms maybe 3 times. I like their wedges too, Alan.
I thought the chicken was greasy and overpriced for what you got. That was just my opinion. I've had it twice, and I was disappointed twice.
Wait a minute. I'm getting a phone call. They are now a sponsor.
Okay, that's like I said, I love it. It's fantastic. Wonderful.
What he meant by greasy is his finger licking good.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, greasy is a good term in the South. It's a term of endearment.
Yeah, John White said that Norby was game two against Rice. Pitched well till the 3-run bomb.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I have a stat for Mr. White. Well, I just blew it. I was going to ask you all a question. Who has the lowest ERA from 1989? I'll save it for another time. It's John White.
John White.
In a 10-year span, he had the lowest ERA of the season. For an entire 10-year span.
I remember listening to those games on the radio with Jake and Henry at that time.
John White played for 10 years?
No, but I'm saying in a 10-year period, nobody had a lower ERA than Wool. John Wool White did. And, I mean, I think people might forget that. But
that 1990 team, if we had, I know there's a college – well. As far as college baseball, if there was a college baseball game, like for PlayStation or Xbox or whatever, for the Switch, then that 1990 team, I would put them up there for sure.
There was a college baseball. What now? What?
He's talking about a video game. If you could pick a
like a best team, like the best teams of all time, because there was on PlayStation 2 for 2 years. They did make a college baseball video.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. They don't make it.
I wonder if they'll bring it back with the popularity of college baseball now, and then the back to making college sports video games. The college basketball games returning this year. Football returned two years ago. I wonder if they will bring back the college baseball game down the road.
That would be great. And what I was saying, you know, they have like a section of the game where you can play the 1990 Pirates versus the blah 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 whatever team. That's what I was getting at with John White and that. How many John? I forgot. Forgive me, John. How many games did y'all win that year in 90? It was like 50. Was it 50-some? Off the top of my head, I can't remember now. But I'm not the stats guy. That's Johnny Robertson. So I knew it's over. I knew it was over 50 games they won. Oh, man.
He win.
Wait a minute, gentlemen. We have a super chat. Our number one super chatter, if you will, A Win. I pitched a matchup. Don't know who we're playing. Most likely, yeah. If we're playing Rice, than probably Norby. But yeah, thank you for the $3.33 there from A Win in Florida.
Why 333? Why 333?
Is that like an ERA number?
That's a great batting average.
Maybe he's saying we're halfway evil.
But talking about matchups, though, at least all three of our starters are lefties. So in that respect, you know, we don't have a lot to pick from. I think it'll be Ethan. We'll see.
Well, it's Wildfire. Well, maybe
Evil got to Wildfire.
Yeah. And now Alan can't hear us.
I can hear you now. Yes.
Oh, okay.
He was. Yeah, 47. It went away for a second, but it came back.
Oh man!
No, it didn't. I can hear you, but that's it.
Just me.
Hello.
Yep.
Well, you're lucky.
Good. I know. Blessed.
That's blessed enough.
So Alan will be right back. He can only hear me. Well, I guess everybody else can hear him. I don't know why I'm telling everybody this.
Did you read John White's stat?
Yeah, I was getting ready to put that back up. They went 47-9. Went to Miami 46-7. Won first game, and then lost to the eventual rep from Coral Gables Citadel in the second game. Then the rains came and called disarray. So that sucks. So I was. You guys were, man. You guys had a lot of great players, John, for sure, on that team. And
speaking of the rains coming, guys, this conference tournament down in Clearwater has been plagued in years past by rain. I have not checked. Does anybody check the forecast?
I know Thursday we're supposed to get rain, but I don't know about Florida.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. We don't play until Friday, but it would affect potentially. You know, if games get backed up into Friday, who knows? So. We do need to look probably at the forecast for Florida
right now.
Clearwater for, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right, Wednesday. Let's see. Wednesday. Looks like showers. It looks like showers every single day. But
what is your percentage chances, though, Dave?
Well, that's what I'm looking at right now. That's what I'm looking at right now. Hold on one second. Here we go. Wednesday is afternoon thunderstorms, a 47% chance. Thursday is afternoon thunderstorms, which is typical for Florida, high of 91, and that'll be 40% chance on Thursday.
Okay.
Friday is looking really good, by the way, gentlemen. Mostly sunny, highs of 91. It's only a 24% chance of showers. Afternoon thunderstorms on both on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, 45% chance of rain, and Sunday, 59%. But that's typical.
This time of year. All those days sound fine, even at 40 and 45% chance of rain, except for Sunday. You got to watch that chance for Sunday, see if it keeps going up. Of course, there will be only one game to get in on Sunday, so that makes things a lot easier.
Yes, indeedy.
Yes, indeedy.
All right, we've got Alan Vick back. No Wildfire, but
I'm triumph return. Thank you, sir.
All right, we're glad to have you back. We were talking about the weather, Alan, and it looks like it's going to be okay. We'll see. We'll keep our eyes on it between now and the. And obviously, I think we're going to do a show on programming notes. Programming notes is we're probably going to do our on deck on Wednesday for this for Kyle.
All right.
For me. Because I will not. Yeah, I probably won't feel like doing it Thursday night. Although I might. But yeah, we'll do it Wednesday night. Huh?
No, let's just not even. I mean, do it Wednesday night.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah.
Well, Stevie, it's not like you're going to participate anyway.
You never do
the preview show.
Oh my lord, he's still on straight now.
I think it would be very interesting for Kyle do a show hopped up on medication.
Yeah.
How do you know he's not right now?
I didn't say I did.
Woo! All right. This is a for Mark. Mark is my dear friend, and he is asking if ECU wins the tournament.
Your dear friend, man, you sound like somebody else.
What?
I'm not. Well, you'll figure it out in a minute.
All right.
Figured it out yet?
No, not yet. I'm trying to
my dear friend.
Or my friend?
My dear friend, you're gonna get it in a minute. There's somebody that used to say everybody was their dear friend.
Oh, now I get it. Yeah. Mark wants to know, basically, is there any hope to hosting a regional?
No. You couldn't have just told him no, Dave?
Well, I have already said that to him, but
that ship has sailed.
I'll tell you, the only way we host any games in Greenville is if we we win a regional, and then somebody else, if we were to win another regional on the road that we're paired with, and we were the higher seed, and that is highly unlikely that were to happen. But no, there will be no games in Greenville anymore this year. 99% positivity of that.
Yeah. Right now, like I said, all I care about is to get into a regional. Oh, man.
Are we evil?
Super chat from A-Win is 666.
Now we evil. There we go.
All right, so A-Win, we actually need 999.
You know what number is really evil? $1 million.
$1 million. Yeah.
Craig says all these percentages remind him of Leroy Jenkins.
Good old Leroy. He was an all-star, according to Robert Matthews, he was an all-star recruit. Who did he say that to?
Is that Leroy Jenkins crap? Is that from a video game?
Yes, it's from that World of Warcraft.
I thought so.
Yeah, all these guys are planning a raid or something like that. They're going through all these percentages, and finally this one guy just starts saying, Leroy Jenkins, and he rushes into the place and messes them up.
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay. All right, so can we get another 333, and that'll be $9.99. And, there's a lot of
bargain.
Yeah. Bargain for $9.99.
You can get two cassettes or three CDs for $9.99.
And then buy seven more at the record store.
Wait a minute. Hey, Stevie, did you guys, and we'll come right, Johnny's our guard as far as baseball.
Sorry, no city.
Did you guys do the Columbia House thing?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't $9.99. It was like a nickel.
A penny.
The thing is, you pay for one full album for, and then you got, what, 11?
12?
Or whatever. Yeah.
Dude, I was like 8 years old, and I sent like change in an envelope. I was getting ready to mail it off, and the postmaster stopped and said, "You can't do that, dude. Yeah. You can't do that.
You ordered that."
Well, why not? I want my tapes, my cassettes.
I even remember I remember a lot of the ones I ordered for that first. It was 1984 because I was started to really get into rock, and the album 1984 from Van Halen. Billy Idol with Rebel Yell. I mean, there were so many like that I got. So.
And also remember, if you were in the club and you did not respond, they would send you whatever the
selection of the month.
Yeah.
I got, and I had, and they're not bad, but you got to remember my mindset was more rock. And I remember getting like Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand. I didn't order. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, well, try the Going Coconuts soundtrack, Donnie and Marie.
Oh, you know you guys right there. Dave was up there jamming to some Neil Diamond and Barbra Streisand.
There's nothing wrong with Neil Diamond and Barbra Streisand, by the way.
They've got good songs. I'm just saying, that's not what I would have picked.
There's that thing on Dave's shoulder again.
At that age.
A-Win says we're on the verge of the summer T-storm pattern. Early games are better.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That is a good point.
A-Win says, hate day drinking unless at Bay Care Ballpark. Frenchies. One of these days I'll be able to go to Frenchies. Maybe we can make a pact and we can all go down there 1 year. But certainly it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited about it. So you guys, I know the Pirates are going to win it, but you guys have already said, Alan, you said that FAU is going to at least win one game in the tournament.
I think so. Yeah.
Johnny, do you have other teams that you're watching closely? Like, wow, that team could win it all. Charlotte.
UAB is.
Yeah.
I mean, they're explosive. Even when they lose, they score a lot of runs. So if their pitching is on point, I mean, they can beat they can sweep anybody, let alone beat them. They almost swept UTSA. So I'm glad that we don't have to play UAB again.
All right, let me go through the first games on Wednesday because I want you guys that way we'll get in the rhythm of the tournament. So the very first
rhythm is going to get you.
That's right. Thank you.
Rhythm is going to get you
tonight.
Florida and Miss Wichita State are playing game one.
Mississippi State.
And then
so you want us to pick the winners or what are we doing here? Would you just go through
saying, one? I'm just saying what do y'all think about these games?
Florida Atlantic, Wichita State, give me Florida Atlantic.
FAU.
I'm going FAU.
FAU.
Johnny, who you got?
I think Wichita State's gonna shock some people.
Oh,
for the count.
Shockers.
And I dropped the main road.
9.91 for each of us. Oh, wow.
There you go.
Hey, thank we can go get some of that Royal Farm chicken now.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you, Alan.
49.99.
That's wow. Awesome,
that was Craig who said.
Well, thank you, Craig.
Craig, let's make it let's go ahead and give us another 50.
No, Craig.
We could eat twice at Royal Farm.
Hey, Craig dropped a 99 on us earlier, so Craig's always been more than
Craig. We appreciate it very much, man.
We're trying to raise money to go down to the tournament. So keep that money coming.
I'm going to Wawa.
Yeah, we could get some sandwiches and some great drinks. All right, let's see. So let me go back to back to the board. So the tournament bracket. Memphis or Charlotte?
I'm going Memphis. Charlotte could beat anybody.
Yeah, Charlotte's been playing.
Upset. I'm going to say Charlotte.
All right.
Is that an upset? I don't...
Yeah, they're the 8th seed.
Memphis. I don't want to play Charlotte. I can tell you that because we swept them, and winning 4 in a row would be, you know, even harder. And they're capable of beating anybody.
All right, so as you guys know, we've been talking about early in the show, Florida Atlantic, the winner of the Florida Atlantic Wichita State game plays Rice. So you guys, most of us said Florida Atlantic. I don't know if Johnny was serious with the Shockers, but
he was.
Okay, the Shockers are going to play Rice. All right. And then the second game will be
Give me Rice, by the way.
What's that?
Give me Rice on whoever they're playing in that game.
Wichita State, yep.
Wichita or Florida Atlantic, give me Rice.
I got you. I understand that. Rice in East Carolina on Friday.
Give that man some rice, man.
All right.
Rice checks.
All right. So the Memphis Charlotte winner plays UAB on Thursday afternoon.
UAB.
Yeah, UAB's playing trash ball right now. Well, no, they're not. They took 2 out of 3 from UTSA. I'll take that back. UAB.
So that means more than likely what's going to happen, you have Rice is the 3rd seed playing East Carolina on Friday. That would mean UAB takes on UTSA after our game. So that'll be it'll be interesting to see what happens. So, oh, man, Craig's calling you out. Kyle is so damn greedy.
Well, you know what, Craig? If you're going to be greedy,
be good.
I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that. No, Craig, we appreciate what you give. Or what you have given, we're very appreciative. Dang, some people just sit around and watch and don't give a damn thing. I mean,
yeah, Craig knows I'm
useless bunch of mooching audience and sit around not giving nothing.
Yeah, Craig knows I'm just a poor, humble disc jockey.
Yes, Alan, how many t-shirts do you have in your closet from the radio station days?
A few.
One topic that we could definitely talk about, and I'll save this for another time, but one thing that Alan and I always talk about is, and Kyle, you guys all know this on the panel with us, is the people that are the professional the professional radio station contest winners.
Yep. There are people that I know have 75 t-shirts in their closet from 4 different radio stations. No question. That's not an exaggeration. That is a fact.
I'm not going to say the lady's
name. I resent that report.
Yeah,
what the hell are y'all talking about? Just winning t-shirts from radio stations?
Yeah, winning anything. We could be giving away a steaming pile of dog turd It doesn't matter.
They'll be that color. Color 9.
That's right. Does not matter what we're giving away.
I have won, let's see, over the years, I won from Pirate Radio back when $150 was a lot of money to go eat at a restaurant. I won a $150 gift card to Longhorn in 2006.
That's pretty cool there. Yeah.
I won Travis Tritt tickets for the Azalea Festival Trash Coliseum in Wilmington in 2003 or 4. I won Kathy Matea tickets back in the mid-90s and for Virginia Beach or Norfolk. I've won quite a few things off the radio over the years.
Yep.
But they were all good things. I never tried to win nonsense.
Yeah, these people, I have people that will call me and say, hey, are you giving anything away today?
That's weird.
Yeah. And you don't want to know some of my responses. I try to be polite and nice, but it's difficult sometimes.
I was joking with Alan because one of the worst things that can happen to you is if you ever go into a live broadcast or remote and you forget like the company t-shirt or polo, whatever. And I can't remember the lady's name, but we don't have to say it. But I told Alan, I said, well, you can just give her a call because I'm sure that she has plenty of 107.9 t-shirts.
Whatever. Yeah. I've had people come up before I could even get set up and take my tickets. When I turn the other way, take my t-shirts, or one family comes in the station wagon. There's 12 people in the station wagon and they eat every damn piece of pizza you bring.
Oh yeah. We used to get Domino's pizza all the time.
Yep. And there's no more pizza for the 2 hours because they have just wiped me out of pizza in about 3 minutes.
John says, John White, that is former pitcher for the Pirates under Gary Overton. The stud for Gary Overton. FAU, Memphis, then Rice, UAB, then ECU and UTSA for the championships. That's his pick. I tell you what, John, it's going to be a great tournament. We're going to win the whole thing because Kyle has already talked about it. UTSA, they're and I know Johnny has helped us out on that too, but they're pitching, if they make it to Sunday, unless they do a reverse order where they have other pitchers start and then save their – I don't – why would you save your ace for Sunday? You have to get to Sunday, but – but anyway, I think that's going to be a great matchup for sure. And Craig says, Kyle must have a closet just for radio t-shirts.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have everything from WRNF to 107.9. I got an old Katie Country t-shirt.
Oh,
Dixie 105.7.
Dixie, that was quite a cool radio station.
Dixie 105.7.
Dixie 105.7.
They used to play all kinds of unique stuff in the 90s. We'll see. Well, some other BS radio stations.
Did you have a Hank? Did you get a Hank t-shirt when Hank was around in the mid-2000s?
God, I forgot about that. I did. I have one. I got a Big Dog t-shirt from Dave. I got a I'm just trying to think of radio stations now.
I could do a whole bunch, but I don't want
to. Yeah, I'm sure you both, y'all can, I'm sure.
93.3, what was the name of that?
It was
Bob 93.3?
It was Bob post-2000.
What was
WDLX?
Remember they played
WDLX?
Yeah, they played 1999 by Prince for like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
what's called stunting for a new format, and then that's when they became Bob.
Yeah. Yep.
And wasn't that WDLX before?
It was Arrow 93.3 before it became Bob.
Yeah, they played classic hits.
Yeah, Arrow.
At one point, WDLX played modern stuff, like in the 80s.
Right. Yeah. The guy on Friday did an oldies show. A guy named Craig Allison did a oldies show on Friday afternoons, but it was a top 40 format, you know, during the week most of the time.
And Charlie Bird had the Charlie Bird Beach Blast on
Sunday. Right. Sure. No, and Charlie Bird was over there. Tom Jazz Man worked over there at one time.
Shelly Bynum.
Yep, Shelly. Gary
Bynum. Gosh, I hadn't heard that name forever.
Yep, Gary Jackson. My buddy Doug Moreland, Uncle Doug.
Y'all remember, I guess maybe it was 103.7, and they just rounded up at the time. Y'all remember Hot 104?
Yeah, they... The reason Hot 104 eventually became the Hot FM is because they just couldn't make it sales-wise for Hot 104. And, in fact, the last song they played, I think it was one of the last songs they played, or is "Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone."
Yeah, my buddy, my first boss, Gene Gray, owned the Hot FMs twice.
Yep.
With a gentleman in Farmville that did cable TV named Frank Stiers.
That's right. And they had Jerry. What was Jerry's last name for Hot 104? Oh my God, it's gonna kill me. But he was a great
Jerry. Yeah. Jerry. Well, I worked with the Jerry Fox. Was that you?
And maybe Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about radio now. So, what else do you guys have, Johnny? Do you have more to talk about the tournament? Any quirky? Is there? Let me ask you guys this. If you have any, what do you guys? Would you go down? If you go down to Tampa, what would you like to do while you're down in Tampa, Clearwater? Are there things?
Some USF co-eds. Some USF co-eds. Hulk Hogan's beach store.
I definitely want it. Now that's my number one thing.
That's not my number one thing. I don't know. I'd have to look what there is to do in Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa. I don't know it like that.
Great restaurants, the beach. There's obviously the Devil Rays, or Rays now.
Busch Gardens, Tampa.
There you go. That's another one.
Busch Gardens, Tampa.
Yeah. And the Rays game would be up there, yeah. Depending on who they're playing. Nobody wants to watch the Rays, but depending on who they're playing.
Are they you good this year?
Yeah, but it's still the Rays. It's lame.
Yeah.
Well, how about if they move to Raleigh?
Well, wait a minute. Now they got a Pirates who playing for them. You got Norby's brother playing for them. Who's also Norby. And they only have two Pirates, or is it just one?
Wow, you were dissing them too.
You got Norby? Yeah. Is it just one? Or is it two?
But you have JJC's in their farm system.
Yeah, and you got Norby. So now, I'd go watch them and cheer for Norby. Mm-hmm. And look, it depends on who they were playing.
Have y'all ever been to Ybor City?
What if they're playing the
Morehead City?
No, Ybor City. It's the Cuban area in Tampa. They got a lot of Cuban.
All the time.
That's good.
That's your home away from home.
It was the cigar capital of the world at one point.
I've never been to Florida in my life.
Oh, you haven't?
That's surprising to me, by the way. Kyle and I were talking about that off air.
I haven't traveled that much. Furthest south I've been is Georgia. Furthest north and west I've been is Illinois. And far in the northeast as I've been, surprisingly, is Maryland.
And D.C.'s coming in August.
Yeah, I've been to D.C., but only...
I know, but
not to do touristy stuff. But yeah, that's coming in August exactly. But for the Cubs game. But yeah, I've never been to Florida. So has anybody else besides JR been to Ybor City?
I have not been there. Yes, that's a new one on me.
Nope. Really? I've been to Florida about five times, but I've never been to Ybor City.
Yeah. It's been a minute since I've been to Florida.
We took the kids in 2012 to Disney World. And I went to the ESPN zone down there where they do the spring training. Or they did. I don't know if they still do. But that was pretty neat.
Marlins is where Norby and Clayton McCullough are. In fact, Clayton McCullough is the manager, right?
Yep.
If I was going to go anywhere in Florida, I think St. Augustine would be my preference.
It is absolutely gorgeous. That's one of my favorite cities of anywhere. It is unbelievable, Kyle. You will love it.
Yeah, it looks like it'd be great.
Yeah, I went there in 95, and it totally really shocked.
The oldest city in America.
Yeah, 15. Is it 1587?
It was founded well before America. It's a very interesting history.
I went to Disney World when I was 8 years old, and it stormed like Gilligan's Island Open stormed every day when we were there. Every day. We had this magnificent thunderstorm every day.
Oh, it does. It does.
Every damn day.
Oh, wait a minute. Jeff Collins says, "Burn Steakhouse." Thank you there, Jeff.
Is that the Clearwater area?
Kyle is in our big foodies. Stevie, are you a foodie?
Yes, Stevie can find you the best French fries, cheeseburgers, or Italian subs in northeastern North Carolina.
Okay.
It's pretty much all he eats.
All right.
Stevie, am I lying?
He said that.
No, you're not lying, but I've got my own spokesperson here. So.
Oh, you wanted to talk for yourself. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Good. Kyle, at first I didn't know what Dave was talking about. I thought he said footies at first. I said, what?
Yeah, do you have a foot fetish? Yes.
No, foodie, foodie.
Okay.
He said he wanted you to send him some nudies.
No, I did not.
So Stevie, I'm sorry to talk for you, but go ahead. Are you?
No, you're fine. You did. You said exactly right.
That's... People that have a true foot fetish need a tow truck.
Oh, hell!
What?
John White says Razor in first place.
See, now I told you they were good. They're good this year.
A minute payroll.
Yeah, I know they're good, but they're lame. Except for
Norman. Well, how are they lame and they're in first place?
Because it's the Rays. It's lame.
They should still be the Devil Rays. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Or the AAA for the Rays.
That was offensive, Alan. You can't have Devil in there.
Yeah.
That was turning the kids into – that was making the kids do bad things.
New Jersey Devils.
It was changed after Steve Irwin was killed by the Devil. By the no, it's just like – any of the teams that came along in the 90s, they're just lame. The Rays, the Marlins, the Rockies, the Diamondbacks, lame.
And the Diamondbacks.
Lame.
The Marlins have won two World Series.
Yeah, lame. Good. Do y'all not agree? I mean,
No, because I want the Major League Baseball to bring
it. Oh, it's different if they come to Raleigh. Then
I had a Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah. The Rays would be the best thing if they came to Raleigh.
Oh, they came to Raleigh. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
They're not lame. No, I never said that.
Hey, Stevie, that would be sick.
That
would be sick, Kyle, if they came to Raleigh.
There's I got a Tampa Bay Devil Rays t-shirt before they actually became a franchise.
There's this guy on TikTok I watch. He does breaks, Stevie. And he says sick at least every 5 minutes. it's sick.
Sick.
Oh, what a sick pull. What a sick pull. Oh, my God. It's a Hatani Shinani card. Oh, what a sick.
What was the guy's name on TNA Wrestling? Don West, Kyle?
Yeah.
That used to do the card shows on like...
Jim Mintin,
we can't believe we're giving it to you for this price.
Don West. RIP to Don West, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. About Vince Van Patten. Was that, are you talking about that kind of cards? Like professional poker player cards?
No, baseball cards.
Baseball cards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So a break, Alan, is when you break up in it could be baseball cards, yes. Could be bats, whatever. It's luck of the draw. You buy in on an auction, and then you see what you're going to get.
Okay, you open a pack of cards or something.
Yes, but more on a large scale. There's going to be high end cards in there, or I do bat breaks. I'll bet on bat breaks to try to win an autographed bat. The other day, I kicked myself. I only bid on a team if it's low. So what you do on a bat break is there's 30 teams in MLB. And so you bid to have a right one of 30. So you get the team you bid on. So nobody was bidding on the Blue Jays. And I was like, shit, I should do this for $10. And I passed. And then sure as hell, who did I say they drew for the Blue Jays, Stevie?
Gosh. Guerrero Jr.
No, not Guerrero. You're thinking wrestling. help me
out. Vladimir Guerrero.
Vladdy, yes. It was his bat. It was a game used autograph bat of his, which I would have won for $11, which probably worth $700-$800.
Well, but they were lame.
The Blue Jays?
That's why you didn't pick them. You probably said they were lame.
I decided not to, because you're gambling. If you don't win that, you get nothing. I had a hunch that they were going to pull an Oakland A's bat. The A's were only going for 15, so I took the A's and I just threw away $15. Didn't win a damn thing.
But you got the super chat, so you got some of your money back anyway.
Correct. Yes.
Thanks to Craig and A. Wynn.
Yep.
In Florida.
Yep. So, I will. So we're going to do Wednesday this coming week because I will not be here next Sunday. We're racing at Carteret next Sunday.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We got the late models coming in a big $5,000.
Who are you driving for this year, Alan?
I'm driving for the
Stabola Royal Brothers. Farms chicken. He's the Royal Farms chicken car.
Yeah, the Royal, Farms chicken. Tony.
He's Akron the next running. Strucker ace.
Yeah, it was running good. That Clyde Torkel chicken picking special was running good. I'd like to thank the boys back in the shop.
And we're going to have to talk about, by the way, guys, we're going to have to talk about the show because on Sunday night, I'll be at Beast Games as well.
All right.
Mm. Is that something at Downey? Is that something
we're gonna have to. All right, if we're gonna need to do a show Sunday night, I'm gonna be recovering. Dave's gonna be at Beast Games, but we're gonna have to do a show Sunday night. That's the night of the championship game, so we're gonna have to figure out something for that.
Maybe
Stevie, we're gonna need Stevie to produce. So Stevie, be ready Sunday night. And I'm going to be playing injured.
Is everybody going to be here because it's Memorial Day weekend?
I'll be playing injured. Dave's going to be at Beast Games. JR, are you going to be available Sunday night?
Yep, I'll be here.
Alan Vick?
Yep.
No, I'll be in at Carteret.
All right, it's going to be a three-man show.
He's racing. He's Strucker Ace.
It's going to be a three-man show. Well, I guess we can wait and do it Monday night after the selection show. You guys want to push it back to Monday, and that way we'll know.
Yeah, then we know everything we need to know.
Yeah, you guys want to do that?
Yeah.
Hey, Alan, I'm curious. How did Hickory Speedway?
Now, Stevie's offended because he thought he was going to produce, and now he's not.
He can produce if he wants
to. Yeah, I'm offended, Kyle. Yeah, I'm really offended.
You asked me about Hickory Speedway, Johnny?
Oh, I don't know what happened.
JR.
JR?
Hello? He said something about Hickory Speedway, and now he's gone.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I can only hear you again, Kyle, so I'll be back.
All right. So.
Alan!
Love you, Alan.
I hope Jared didn't think I was talking over him. And left in a fit of anger. Hickory Motor Speedway was a good Busch track. It's still around.
It's still around, yep. And definitely still around, and they have a lot of like what we took like with late models and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah,
I thought he was coming back, but Johnny, Wildfire, I guess, is not coming back.
I don't know what happened to Wildfire.
The Wildfire spread, you know, it spread all over. It's all over Wayne County now. Oh, there's Alan back. All right. And I don't know what happened to JR, but
he asked me about Hickory Speedway, and then he was gone.
He's gone like the wind. Yeah, are you guys? Are you guys ready to? Oh, Dale Jarrett's home track. That's right, Jeff. Nice call.
Hickory Speedway is Bryce. Ned Jarrett used to own a piece of Hickory back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to JR, but. Wildfire left a long time ago, so
a while back.
You guys have anything before we get out of here? I guess we can. It's getting close to 10 o'clock.
Just go Pirates, and it's gonna be a fun few days in Clearwater for sure.
Yep.
BB, are you pitching on Friday?
I think they're saving me for Saturday, okay. Just in case.
It's in my NIL
contract.
Yeah. Speaking of that, before we go, how about Steve Logan, OC for the Louisville Kings, who won again yesterday, so they're now in playoff position. They started slow, but they really come on. So
I've been wondering about that. I got to pay closer attention now that Coach is back in the
– Yeah, they're right now, if the season ended today, they'd be in the playoffs. I think they have one more week in the regular season, something like that.
Yeah. Jeff Collins said he thought he heard the ghost of Jim Ed Brown earlier in the show.
What's wrong with – I love Jim Ed. What was that, Papa Top?
Yeah, it was was it JR? Somebody popped the top.
All right. The greatest sound effect ever in the history of country music.
Exactly. All right, we're probably at that point. Kyle, do you have anything before we get out of here, brother?
No, guys. I'm looking forward to hopefully big weekend for the Pirates coming up, and we'll be back on Wednesday night. And yeah.
Good luck with your surgery, by the way.
Good luck with surgery. That's what I was just
saying. Yeah, well, I was going to mention that, but then I realized we'll be back Wednesday. So I decided not to. I appreciate it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll definitely keep you in our thoughts and prayers for sure. And we'll definitely, I know that's going to go well. And so is our weekend in Clearwater. So we'll be back again, just in case you're joining us late Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. If you're watching this great show, then whenever you're watching, we appreciate you very much. And we'll get out of here. As always, go Pirates.
You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for Pirates.